Monday, May 15th, 2023, Board of Equalization meeting at 2:45, followed by the Board of Commissioners meeting at 3.
Order the Board of Equalization, and we will stand and say the pledge. Please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom and is available for review of all citizens in attendance. Will you call roll, please, Cherie?
Scott?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Here.
Okay. We have approval on the consent agenda, approval of the previous minutes on May 1st, 2023.
I think he'll be here. I'll move on the consent agenda.
Okay, we got Bob and second by Troy on the consent agenda. Will you call roll, please?
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes. Okay, new business. Christie, assessor, requesting the acknowledgement and the approval of the tax list corrections due to changes made to the homestead.
Yes, we have.
Ordered by the Nebraska Department of Revenue.
Yesterday I worded it on the agenda. Christie brought these in here this morning. The additional tax list corrections.
If not, we can wait. It's not a big deal.
I don't think we can add unless it has to do with the order.
I brought a few more in today. But they can wait till the next one. So anyway, the homestead exemption ones, there's 14 of them that were sent by the state that I had to wait 30 days to do. The 30 days has passed, and I think only one person appealed to the state and got theirs changed. But these are all the ones that I went ahead and did. I don't know if I have to go through them one at a time or how you want to do it. Most of them are a reduction. They must not have reported their income correctly, but most of them went from 100%, like Tortoise Hills went from 100% to zero. Wilkie's went from 70% down to 30%, 100% to 80%. They all went down one way or another.
Do we need to read, Kim, the partial numbers and the percentage? No. Okay.
Do they ever go up?
Sometimes. Sometimes. One person appealed and they must have proved that they had whatever they had, so they said no, leave it alone.
So, okay. So the 14 here that we have is go time.
Yep. Not much you can do about it. They were sent to me to do, and I waited the 30 days, so.
All right, well, then what we'll need then is the, we just need approval for the 14 of the homestead exemption corrections that Christie is presenting to us today.
I'll make a motion to approve the tax list corrections due to homestead exemption corrections.
Okay, Bob.
Second.
Troy. Call roll, please.
Troy.
Thank you, Christie.
Yes.
Yep. Scott.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
I forgot Bob.
Yes.
Okay, and then it looks like number three, it's mail emergency business. We have, it shows a special meeting set for Thursday, June 1st of 2023 at 8:30 to approve clerical errors on the improved farm sites that did not get rolled.
Yeah, the ones we did the last meeting, we can't do until June 1st, she informed us. So we'll just redo it real quick that morning. That way we'll get the change of value notices out with the right amounts that day, and we're not late.
Okay.
So Thursday, June 1st, at what time?
8:30. Okay. That's pretty simple. We'll set that up for the 1st at 8:30 a.m.
Yep.
All right. Easy enough. Thank you.
Yep.
Number four, we have public comment. Anybody from the public? No. Five, it is adjournment, and it's 2:50.
But what you can do, though, is you can put a MyPlate, you can just plug it in the system, and I'll track 30 days where I'm at, where I, you know, leaving, et cetera, the state.
Turns on a lot of things for our...
Well, and I guess I never did talk to you about it, whether that you thought that would, and I think you just answered that already.
Normally, we need an officer to testify today, so who would we have testify, because I don't know who runs it?
Right, I don't know. I'll call the County Board of Commissioners meeting. We will start. We've done the pledge, so roll call, please, Cherie.
Bob?
Here.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Here. Okay, a current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. The first item on the agenda is public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear any comment about any item that is not on the agenda. The chair has the discretion to limit the time of comment. Is there anyone here that wants to talk on anything that is not on the agenda? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on then to item two, the consent agenda, which consists of the approval of previous meeting minutes, May 1st, 2023, approval of payroll claims, April 30th to May 13th, and approval of accounts payable claims. Troy and myself went over those earlier today, and those were all in order. So entertain a motion on the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Scott, seconded by Troy to approve. Call the roll, please, Cherie.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yep.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Thank you. Under new business, item A, Angela Abst is here. Nebraska Extension Dakota County requesting board approval of three new members of the Dakota County Extension Board, Lynn Stoltz, Rogelio Rodriguez, and Rosa M. De Parra.
Yes, very good. Awesome. Go ahead. So our extension board meets every Monday night, and we have three new individuals that are wanting to be on our board, and we had two that had moved away. So okay. We had to do a little recruiting, and their names are there. Let's see here. Lynn has been a 4-H volunteer for years in the county, and I'm not quite sure what her husband, she works for him, I believe, is where she works, but really good volunteer. Rogelio is part of Unity in Action, and so we're really happy to have him join our extension board, and he did help me coach a robot team this year.
Nice.
So it's nice having that. And then Rosa has been part of our Empowered Families. We've been helping out with the school project in Dakota City, and so she's been helping with that part, being a participant and learning and wanting to get more involved in her community. So those are the three names, and I think you guys just have to say yay.
Okay.
On the names.
Good.
All right. Well, yeah, we will thank them for their commitment and help serving on that board. So
make a motion to approve the three names that are on here for the board.
Motion by Brian.
What's their names again?
I'm not going to do it.
I'll second it.
Anything else, Angela? Thank you.
No, they're, like I said, they're on the agenda there if you okay. need to look at names.
Brian and Scott, anything else, Angela?
I don't think so. I all just right. want to thank you guys for taking the time to listen to all of our requests here
absolutely.
Lately.
Absolutely.
So thank we'll you
see
so
you
much.
All you do.
Thank you.
What was that?
Thanks for all you
yes,
do.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Time
absolutely.
For the summer. School is wrapping down.
That's right. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Okay,
yes.
We'll
thank
see you next time.
Cherie, call the roll, please.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay, item B, Larry Armbright, Chair Veteran Service Oversight Committee, requesting the board to appoint Nick Neiman as Dakota County Veteran Service Officer. Larry, welcome.
Good afternoon. Thank you for hearing us. Nick is here. The board, the oversight committee met, six of us met and interviewed Nick. You can have this for your records if you want. It's the results of our interview. Nick meets all the state requirements, has been approved by the state, meets the requirements that are laid out in the advertisement, has been working in the office now for about 5.5 months, assisting Bill and we think he's highly qualified, and we recommend that he be approved. And we also, after talking to Nick, we believe a salary of $52,000, which is less than what Bill's making as a starting salary. So that's what we recommend to the board.
Okay. I've had the opportunity to meet Nick a couple of times. I'm also on the Veterans Oversight Committee. So I sat in on the interviews, not in voting capacity, just to gather information, because I knew that I'd be voting on him today. So I didn't vote on that. I think to find a candidate that lives in our county that is fully qualified to start work right now is really fortunate. Otherwise, he'd have to go through all of the training. He's got the... he worked at Woodbury County years ago and has all the background in the computers, where Bill says he's the weakest. He feels like Nick is very strong. And I think that starting at that 52, I think we would be very fortunate to have somebody hit the ground running at that salary right away.
Yeah, I might also say Ron Collins, which is from the Jackson Post, is also on our committee, and he's here today as well. So.
And they did a very thorough interview on him. And Nick, would you just give up and just give us the 50-cent overview of you, just your biography?
Yep. So I was in the Army, National Guard, through the 113th Cav, deployed to Afghanistan in 10 and 11. Shortly after I got back, I started with Woodbury County as a VSO over there. Did that for about 3.5 years. Stepped away from there for a few years and then came back to work with Bill at his request. He'd been trying to get me to come work with him for a while. But yeah, my accreditation's all up to date. I have some of the advanced training already done as well, so that I can at some point get access directly to the VA system, which will be really helpful for vets in the county that can print stuff straight out of the VA system. But I live here locally. I've lived here the vast majority of my life. Other than that, any questions I can answer you?
Just two more things. Number one, he also will serve Dixon County, which includes about 2 days a month,
yep.
Ballpark.
Just like what Bill did, right?
Yep. And Dixon County pays for that, so that part is taken care of.
Yep.
And so I think it's a great fit. And you also have to be a resident of, you know, your county for three years before you can serve. And in order to find somebody that's lived here for 3 years and has those qualifications, I think it's pretty unique. So,
welcome. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
I might add that Nick has also met the committee from Dixon County, so they're aware of him, and they were invited to join us for the interview, but were not able to make it. So.
Okay.
And through the years, their office, you don't think about it a lot, but their office is, you know, brings in more than $3 million a year in benefits to veterans in Dakota County. And those are dollars that are spent here. So it's really a valuable service that they
Do you think serve. You have big shoes to fill following Bill?
he knows quite a lot of people, and I think that's going to be a big thing, is getting to learn all the people that he knows so well.
Yeah, but, you'll be fine. Yeah. And he is like an old shoe. Everybody knows him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think with your IT skills, Nick, you'll get by okay.
Yeah, I think so.
But yeah, Bill really did a great job.
He talked a little loud, but you know, I get it.
I'd make a motion then to hire Nick and start him at that 52 that was discussed by the committee.
Second.
Okay, motion by Marty, seconded by Brian, then to hire Nick, appoint Nick as the Veteran Service Officer. We'll work out the date here soon, Nick. Next month, I think there's a transition time.
Yep.
I think Cherie and Bill have already talked about that, so I think that's the starting time. It's already in the works.
Okay. All right. So I think we have a motion and a second. Call the roll, please.
Hey, Marty.
Yep.
Troy.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Welcome, Nick.
All right. All right.
We appreciate it.
Thanks, Nick.
Thank you.
And thank you guys, too.
Thank you, Bert. Gentlemen.
Okay. Item C, Don Bosque, Treasurer, requesting approval of Resolution 23C-012, permitting additional pledged securities. Don?
Hello.
Hi,
Don. Hi. It's just additional pledged securities due to the influx of the taxes that we had for property taxes. We had some that you approved last meeting, and this one is just an addition to that.
Okay.
Yes. Resolution 23C-012, I will make a motion to to approve and move on.
Second.
Okay, motion by Scott, seconded by Brian to approve. Call the roll, please, Sheree.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Thank you, Don. Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Thank you. Next item on the agenda is Paul, item D is Paul Rieger, D.A. Davidson, requesting approval of Resolution 23C-013, approving, adopting, ratifying, and affirming the execution of a lease purchase agreement with NACO Leasing Corporation for acquisition of property, three Sheriff Department vehicles. Welcome.
Hi, thank you. Paul Green with T.A. Davidson. Happy to be here covering for my business partner, Andy Forney, who's been working with y'all for a few years on some of these projects. So we have in front of you a resolution that would authorize the issuance of the lease purchase agreement and enter into the NACO arrangement like the county's done before. We would just need that resolution approved, and then we'll collect the signature.
That interest rate sucks, doesn't it? Ain't that something?
You know,
5.25?
We've been too blessed for too long.
I know.
20 years, we watched these rates continue to slide.
It just seems. I've never ever on a county level. Usually, it's 1%, 1.5%.
It's weird. You know, the banks are getting like 5.5% right now on overnight funds. It's just bizarre.
Yep.
The yield curve. Everyone on the news is talking yield curve, and so I'm kind of tired of saying it and hearing it. But when I look at like what some of these public school districts are getting 30-year money for, which is just under 5%, you're like right there, right? And there, a lot of those are because it's a big deal, it's rated, it's offered to institutions, but the cost of borrowing money for a few years on a vehicle isn't any different right now than borrowing money to build a school building. So yeah, it's a weird time.
It is strange. Yeah, no, I get it.
Fortunately, you won't be paying on these vehicles for 30 years.
Right.
Right. Just three different ones.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay. So we need a motion.
I'll make a motion on Resolution 23C-013 to approve for the lease purchase agreement with NACO.
Okay. Motion by Scott.
Second.
Seconded by Brian to approve the Resolution 23C-013. Call the roll, please.
All right. Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for coming in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us. Thanks for the signatures.
Yep.
And just drop a mail to us.
Okay.
Does that work?
Yep.
All
right. Andy, doing all right?
Yeah, he is. He's doing fine. Better than he deserves. He's he ran out to a meeting we had tonight in Garrett, so he asked if I would cover up here. So thanks for giving us the flexibility to be here today.
You bet. Thank you.
Thank you. Great afternoon.
Okay. Item E is Board to acknowledge and review the 2022 Noxious Weed Report for Dakota County from the Nebraska Department of Agriculture Noxious Weed Program. So I just need that. Motion to,
I didn't copy that for all of you guys because it's kind of thick, but I sent it to you in the email.
Okay.
17 pages.
Yeah, 17 pages. That's why I didn't open it up. So basically, you just need a motion to,
right.
Stuff you've already seen.
To approve. So I'll make a motion on the 2022 Noxious Weed Report for Dakota County and Nebraska Department of Agriculture Noxious Weed Program.
Okay.
Yes,
I'll,
sir.
I'll second. Motion by Scott, seconded by myself to approve.
To approve.
The weed report.
Scott?
Yes, ma'am.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes. Okay. Item F, review and award bid for road department mini excavator to be paid from ARPA funds. Comments on this, Jolene or Brent or
basically any? What happened was Brent, Jolene, Troy, and myself. I was a few minutes late, but got in on everything. But the three different items is in front of us here that we have as the 23 mini excavator. You can see the CAT cost of the $67,301 and some change. And that was 2 weeks from approval. And they had the 50, the Titan, which is a case, is $57,400. That's 60 to 120 days. And then you have the John Deere, which is 59.5. It's a 35G, and it's available immediately. So, as we all talked about it, the time frame, the 1,620 days for the, you know, for the $1,900, we would recommend for the board to approve the John Deere, the 35G, for 59.5, and we got availability and access to the machine pronto.
What's it got for a bucket?
24 inch. I'm with Murphy John Deere.
Yes.
24 inch bucket is in that quote.
So at this time you have a backhoe, right? And then you have a large excavator.
Okay. All right. So tell the board what's the purpose for this? What do you want to use it for? What's going to be handy for?
Cleaning the culverts out, putting culverts in.
Will this be easier to get into some of the places than the rubber tired backhoe, or is that why we need it? You think?
A little more diverse for what? Yeah.
Trees.
Yeah. Anybody have any other questions on that? Or?
Yeah, I just my personal feeling is that we have a couple of ways to do what we're going to be doing with this. Maybe down the road when we get closer to the ARPA funds and see what, you know, what is and isn't going to be used. So, that's just my feeling on it right now. That I'm not a proponent of it, but everybody's got their right to think what they want.
Well, I just think that, obviously we know what monies are there. I know the requests. I know there's still some things going to come forward for the road department in the next couple meetings. Some big items, but to have a mini excavator, you know, we went decades without having a Bobcat that we just got, what, 6-7 years ago, and of course we've traded off, and it was mind-boggling that you never had one. But I think that the use of this machine, I think you guys will put it to use. So we'll just see where this goes, but I'll make a motion to approve the John Deere 35G for $59,500 for immediate, and it is paid by, that'll be used by ARPA funds to pay for this machine. That's my motion.
Second.
Okay. Scott, I agree with you on equipment that we need. You know, we've learned, or I have over the last 2+ years, that some of the stuff, you know, we weren't able to do because we didn't have the equipment. And you know, so I think, you know, if we're going to have a road department that is equipped and staffing will then be another thing. Like, you know, so just because we got equipment doesn't mean, though, that we're going to be able to do the things that we need to do. So that's just something that...
Are we at full staff right now?
We're short one person, okay. But we got one applicant that I just come today, and another person asked for a job application. So.
Okay.
But I just think that not only this board, but, you know, future boards, if we don't do it, you know, we'll get into the situation. And I've never been on the road department, so I really don't. I wouldn't know a mini excavator from a. I would know it from a backhoe.
Yeah. Well, I just think that it's. I think it'll be very useful for what you know. Culverts are always an issue. You know, and if it's, you know, the trees are starting to become an issue. You know, so I think it'll be used. You know, and it ain't going to be like. It should last you a long time, I would think.
I think it'd be good to, and I know we've kind of talked about it in the past, to have a list of projects that we want to get done. That are listed in rank and then are updated at each meeting to see if it's in a planning phase, engineering phase, because we can have all the equipment in the world, but if we're not getting any projects done, you know, what good is it doing us? So I think it'd be good to sit down and have a list of those things so they can be tracked.
Fair statement. Yeah. I've always said way back when with Fred Kellogg, you know, we should have a, and this sounds silly, but it might not silly, but have some type of a ditch program, you know, of taking care of ditches. you know, of X amount, if you had the capability and people to, you know, mm-hmm. to take care of the ditches. And because yeah. you know what happens over the years. Yeah. I've seen it. I've traveled these roads since I was a kid. And it just all gets thrown in the ditch and ditches. And farmers love it because they go all the way to the road now, you know. Yeah. I get it, but
people,
anyways.
People and money, we can get anything.
Hey, the famous last words, ain't nothing money can't take care of.
Exactly.
I know. Famous last words. I get it.
Anybody else? We have a motion by Scott and a second by Brian to approve the mini excavator John Deere for $59,500.
Yes, sir.
Call the roll, please.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
No.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay. The next item, item G, is review and award bids for two trailers to be purchased for the road department. Somebody have the...
Troy, you got this one, kid.
Okay. So, we priced the two flatbed trailers. We never really got apples to apples, though. On the two trailers, the Iron Horse or Iron Star trailer, it doesn't have as heavy a tires or heavy axles, but that's kind of as close as we could come up with. The Hope Porter trailer is kind of a heavy-dutier trailer. It would probably suit our needs better. It is a little more money, though.
Can we talk about what the needs are for the particular trailers?
Sure.
What they get used.
I think, and I can tell you offhand, the flatbed trailer, I think we want to use that to haul the rubber tire loader, the skid loader, the attachments for the skid loader is what I understand, mm-hmm. correct?
Okay.
And the dump trailer would be rent.
Trees, asphalt, potholes.
Yeah, right now you're using the back of a pickup, right?
Mm-hmm. And we bought the side dump last week.
Well, the side dump, I think that is... Obviously,
pretty much a lot of this stuff is going to be for trees. There's a big problem with trees out there.
The side dump,
or both of these?
The side dump, yeah.
And this one?
And the mini excavator, yeah.
But I think what Marty's getting out of these trailers, you got a dump trailer and you got a gooseneck trailer, right?
Mm-hmm. Flatbed gooseneck.
Yeah.
And I think it's a gooseneck dump trailer too.
Right, right. Oh, is it?
Yeah, is it a gooseneck dump trailer
as well?
Is the gooseneck a dump trailer also?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And it's a 16 footer.
The gooseneck is.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other one?
The 25 and the 5.
The flatbed.
It's 25 and the 5. So 30 foot altogether.
The flip ramps, and like I said, it's heavy, heavy, heavy duty, and you'll be able to haul more than just one item on that mm-hmm. if needed, instead of making two trips.
Pretty much, for example, last week we used a skid loader and our tree chipper. You got to make two trips.
Mm-hmm. And as far as the trailer you have right now, is pretty much.
You haul the skid loader out, and you come back and get the.
Is it an older trailer right now, if I remember
it's
correctly?
It's a newer one, just not heavy enough.
Ain't heavy enough? If you're gonna, unfortunately, if you're gonna do it, you gotta have those heavy axles and the tires and etc. But and you know it comes with a heavier. It has the 12-pound dual axles, and it has the heavier. Is it called a dolly handle? Is that what you want to call it? That's what I would call it.
And that trailer. The Hope Porter trailer is one of the newer ones. It's a little lower to the ground. They don't set up as high as the
flatbed.
The flatbeds.
Yeah.
You know, they redesigned them so they do set a little lower.
Well, let's make it two separate motions.
Okay.
On the trailers.
I'd make a motion for the first one would be the Hope Porter to get it for the flatbed gooseneck.
The flatbed trailer.
Yeah.
To 22,000.
$22,025.
Okay, I'll second it.
Okay, motion by Troy, seconded by Scott. Call the roll, please.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Do we have anything that can haul a mower? Good.
What does that mean?
We just did last week.
That was from last year's discussion.
Oh yeah, yeah, the mowing. Yeah, that's old news
now.
Yeah,
remember that one? Remember that one?
Oh yeah.
Okay, so then anything on the second one, Troy or Scott?
The 16-foot, are you going to do the whole Porter trailer as well?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that was the one from 14-320.
Yeah.
That's the 16-foot dump box trailer with all the amenities. It's 14-320. My motion is to approve that one as well. It's been a moment, folks. And yes, it's paid by ARPA funds, correct? And
no,
this one's not.
These
are budget. Okay, these are budget items. Okay. But anyways, it's been a moment since we've really taken time and analyzed the needs of the road department and get them some things that they need. And we all know that, you know, Sheriff can vouch. I remember in 2011 when we first got on together, you know, the equipment, you know, it was like we were, you know, jumping over dollars and picking up dimes, picking up dollars, you know what I meant? You meant what I knew.
I think you're right the first time.
Yeah, whatever. But anyways, point of the matter is you just, you got to stay up on this equipment. Otherwise, it's just, you know, and a lot of people are frowning upon it, but at the same time, you got to have good equipment to get the job done. So.
And I would agree with that. And one doesn't have a lot to do with the other, but I got a number of calls last week on the county roads. They said that they couldn't get a hold of anybody else. So Thursday and Friday, I drove 62 miles of county roads. And I would say of the county roads, the vast majority of them seem like gravel-wise, you know, they're in really good shape. The washboards in them are just relentless. You know, so when I look at all this new equipment we're buying, I just want to see some of the old equipment get used. And I'm not bagging on anybody. I'm just saying. I spent 2 days out in Merrick and Hall County this week and drove on a lot of county roads, and I didn't run into that. And I know you have to have moisture in a road to do this and that, and you have to do it, and you can't do it when it's too wet. But at some point, you know, the people that we're working for, the people that are voting on this, are also the people that are driving those roads every day, and they should have some satisfaction too. It's not like one squeaky wheel out there.
No, it's not. And I don't, what counties were you in?
Merrick, north of Hall County. Hall County's Grand Island and North Hall County.
And you know, not beating the same old drum, but you know, do they have the traffic that, you know, that Dakota County has? Well, I'm just asking.
I drove by 4 feedlots that had over 40,000 cows in them. So I think there's a few semis going up and down those roads.
Yeah.
So.
I made a motion. I don't know who seconded it.
Second.
Brian did.
Nobody did.
Brian did. Approve the
dump trailer, 16-foot dump trailer
for 14-320.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Call the roll, please, Shereen.
All right, Troy.
Yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Brian.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Okay, then moving on, Rob, to old business. Item A, Rob Latimer is here from Summit Carbon Solutions.
Correct.
For an update.
Yep.
Welcome.
Similar to the past information that we circulate, I've got a copy for yourselves and the staff.
All right.
Again, my name is Robert Latimer, representing Summit Carbon Solutions. I live in Omaha. Well, we've been up here to visit a number of times. And the purpose is simply to give you an update on where we're at with the status of our carbon dioxide pipeline project.
What percentage are you at?
Always want to get right to the business.
Yeah. Oh no. If you have something you want to present, go.
No. It's a good question. In the packet is the standard information: the county map, the state level map. There's a one pager that talks about the status of the project as of. This week on land acquisition in the state. So in the state of Nebraska, mileage right away that we've acquired, 62% of 319 miles in the state we've acquired voluntary easements. That equates to approximately 60% of all the landowner agreements. Mm. So it's close. Those two numbers are close. In your county specifically, what mileage are we talking here? Again, in your county, we're talking 18.15 miles of pipeline in Dakota County. We've acquired 72% of that mileage to date. That's up from 69% in February. So slowly climbing up that ladder to acquire all the volunteer easements. Let's see, what else have we got? Still targeting a construction date later in 2023. That's a target date, subject to change. What else do we have? The easement payments in the county to date for the easements that we've acquired through voluntary means. We've spent $2.1 million on land payments and prepaying damages. In the state of Nebraska, $33 million has been paid out to landowners. We're working with the road department on the road crossing and road agreement, road use agreement, I believe. And we've submitted our Ben Fuller, the relationship manager for Summit Carbon Solutions, who's based in Norfolk. He's submitted the conditional use permit through the planning and zoning for the pipeline facility in the county. And I imagine they have to work through that in due process. What else can I tell you? Of interest, a number of meetings ago, we brought forward the idea that, you know, as a business in the community, we like to give back. We're open to ideas around that. So we had an idea come forward. I believe it was your chairman brought forward the idea of, you know, hey, you should talk to the senior center. They're doing some work there to renovate their kitchen. We reached out to them a number of months ago, and we were able to provide them a $5,000 donation for their kitchen upgrade.
We heard that. We appreciate that.
And I personally went there and had a look around. They had a lot going on. I went there the day that they were packing up their kitchen, and they had a very tight schedule to complete that. I was a little blown away.
Yeah.
And I think, was it going to be done like this week, Bob? Is it
pretty
right?
Close.
I think so, yeah.
I think it's a May deadline. A May deadline.
So quite a facility, very gracious people there. They really appreciated the donation, and you know, of course we're happy to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that was very good of you.
Anyway, just know that the feedback on those type of things is heard, listened to, and we thought it was a really great idea. So, questions?
I have one question.
Yes.
So we might have the cemetery in question that might come into effect on this.
Okay.
Is this with your pipeline or?
I'm not.
I had a constituent down my way that was worried about
Omaha Valley.
Okay.
And is there anything that you, I mean, obviously you can't go through a cemetery, but is there any, like, does planning and zoning have anything where you have to be so many feet away from a cemetery or put the pipeline in? Or?
Not that I'm aware of. I think you would want to be definitely outside of any physical, you know, boundary of a cemetery. You wouldn't want to be disturbing it, right? Period. Is it a cemetery that's well defined? It's been there for ages.
Got a fence around it, yeah.
And there's also another one up on 77 too. That's it's an old one that they were checking to.
Oh, the one in Omadai?
Yeah, Omadai. I think that's it.
So is Navigator coming through the county as well, or is it just Summit Carbon Solutions?
I think we have two, don't we?
Yeah, I think two of them are.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe the other one is the one that's going to be affected by that.
It could be. Certainly, I'll provide the feedback to our team. Was there any kind of question or concern around cemetery location near the alignment? I'm not aware of any, but that's certainly
It'd be near the Thurston, Dakota County line, just for reference.
Okay.
Well, I would think you guys would know that if that was the case.
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah.
Well, they were going to bring in ground sonar. Well, they did, and I think they're waiting
for the results for the Omadai one.
The Planning and Zoning Committee have that on their agenda tomorrow night to discuss setbacks from cemeteries as well.
Okay.
Well, the one cemetery in question is something that they thought was there, and I'm not even sure if there's I think it's there. But most of the time, the cemeteries are probably well defined. I mean, you're not going to go through a cemetery, Dakota City Cemetery.
No.
You know, when you do your. So this was a kind of a.
Did this one have a name to it?
Omaha Valley is the one that he's talking about, south of Homer. The other one would be Omadai Cemetery, and that's one that they would. University of Nebraska was just up doing ground penetrating sonar to see if they could locate it for sure.
Okay.
So we're not sure where that one is.
Okay. I'll mention it to Ben and our land team, and they'll. I think Ben will probably, if the planning and zoning is meeting tomorrow night, or is that right?
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll mention it to him today on as I travel back to Omaha.
What is the approximate street is Omadai?
210,
225.
210. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I think
210.
210. Yeah, you might
want to check on that. Okay. That route. Interesting, kind of a different situation. Up in Pierce County, they had an old air weapons range in Pierce County. And part of our alignment nicked one of the kind of ordnance kind of drop areas. And the county commissioner said, "Hey, are you aware of this?" And we're like, "No." And they had gotten some Department of Defense, Corps of Engineer type information around that. Really fascinating, actually, from World War II, right? So
yeah.
We escalated that back up and, you know, made our company aware of that and so on. But, yeah. Other questions?
I don't have any.
Thank you for your update
and
your help. For the senior center.
Yeah, it was a real joy. Your chairman there got to come over when we were doing the check presentation, and it was a real joy.
Well, the reason why he's going there is because he's not. He already has one foot in the grave. He's going to be hanging out there on a regular.
How did I know you were going to say that?
I don't know. It just seemed like the right thing to say.
Yeah. All right. thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're right. Okay. Item B, Jolene is going to do a road report.
Jolene, welcome back.
Thank you. We had 143.5 hours of maintaining, 2 hours of overtime, 88 hours on tree removal. Again, like Brent said earlier, we're having quite the issues with the trees in the county, so we're trying to work on those. Culverts, 257th Street, we spent 2 hours on that. Q Avenue, 4 hours. 4.5 hours patching asphalt. 12 hours hauling gravel. We hauled 350.67 tons of three-quarter clean. Spent 14 hours on signs. We had grading concerns on Weigel Creek and 260th. We got our security cameras up last week.
Working all right?
So far, so good. They come out and did a little fine-tuning today.
Will they go to your phone?
Yeah, that's what they were finished up today. Okay. Yeah, getting them to sync up their phones right.
You happy with them?
Yeah, I think so. I think it'll be interesting to see what goes on when we're not around.
Yeah, that's always interesting.
That's good.
And just looking maybe for a little piece of advice for myself. If, you know, if there are people that have concerns, what's the best way to relay it? Because whenever I relay anything, it just feels like it's met with a way like I'm accusing somebody of something. I'm not accusing anybody of anything. Everybody wants the same thing, and everybody, I think, is on the same team. So it's like I don't have any ill will when I say that, you know, somebody called me this, or this wasn't done, and I wish it was. I just want everything to be better.
The thing is it's just so weather-driven. Mm-hmm. You know, we can have all these, you know, plans and lists in place, mm-hmm. and we get a big rainstorm, and we're already behind, you know.
Yeah.
So we always kind of have in the back of our mind what we want to do and what we try and get done, but I mean that can just get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It changes so dramatically.
Just know that if it's something in my delivery or something, yes. I mean, I have the greatest respect for people around machinery. I have my whole life. I just want things to be better. I would like us all work together to make it that way. And if at the end of our ARPA, if we can do something with, you know, some overtime to get everything in great shape or some additional gravel or things like that, you know, I think that at the end of this fortunate time that we have with some monies, if at the end of that we could say these roads are in the best shape they've been in the last 25 years because we've had some ability to do that that we don't have, I think that'd be fantastic.
And they have come a long way.
I know.
I mean, it used to sprinkle and I wouldn't want to answer the phone.
always driven lots of county roads, and I will agree. I mean, I was amazed when I did all the driving I did last. The gravel in lots of places, or in most places, is in great shape. Just needs a little
good. Yeah, and it just, I mean, that's what we want. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, if I never ever get another phone call of a washboard or a pothole again.
So you got to remember, too, also, and I don't mean to interrupt, but yeah, machinery in today's world, you know, from 25 years ago, you know, or 20 years ago, I mean, it's gotten so huge and heavy. And
yeah, you got the trucks just...
I mean, I've had a guy call me and say, you know, 30 years ago, the roads were way better than what they are. Take a look at the machinery. I mean, take a look, you know.
They were grading it with horses then, though.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean,
it's like, but even, like, look at North Bluff Road. They projected 290 cars at this time, and were 700, almost 800 cars running up and down trucks, especially running up and down those roads. So when I grew up, you know, my mom and dad always had a list of when they went to town. We lived 5 miles out, and you didn't go to town unless you had a list. And now somebody's like, oh, I
need quarter pounder and cheese. I'm going to run to town.
So the traffic is just...
Another thing that I wanted to say is, thank you to you and Brent, because putting this stuff together, and you guys know what the needs are more than anybody. You know, Brent, you've been around this. Jolene, you've been around this, and I know you guys are very conscientious about money. You're not going to be wanting a wish list just because, you know, just because. You know, I mean, it's something that you guys are able to use. So, and I appreciate that you guys are, you know, conscientious about the money.
Well, thank you.
Just something that maybe for a future discussion. Do you think that if it got to a point to where, do you think the guys would have any interest in working overtime if we did that to, you know, maybe do a day every other week to where it was only grading, no other responsibility? Or I'm just thinking out loud. I don't know that that would ever happen. But something you might want to just bounce off them and see if they would have any interest in working a little overtime here and there. So
And we, every once in a while, when, you know, the weather cooperates, and, you know, that's a big thing. It doesn't always want to cooperate with us. And
oh, I know.
We make plans and say, hey, Friday, everybody's going to work, and it ends up raining. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this time of year, they go home, and then the next week, it's like, well, hey, we planned this, this, and this, because we were going to work last week, and it makes it hard.
Oh, I know.
You know, there's a couple of guys that...
Love the overtime.
Mm-hmm.
you got probably... I was just going to say, you probably got a couple out of the crew that would not have a problem of working Fridays and having overtime, if asked.
And then too, with the summer hours, there's some people that do have other jobs, and it makes it hard to... But granted, this is their priority, you know. So, we'll definitely...
All right.
Thank you.
Are you getting any text messages? No. We got to get that number out there bigger on our website or something.
No. We would like, in case we're going to have some money left for some stuff later, the culverts. We need a list of culverts that we might purchase. So let's work on that.
Okay. I do have a couple more bids for road projects coming in. We'll open those before the next board meeting again.
Well, we do have just again reminding everybody we have till the end of 2024 to commit funds. So, I mean, I know that sounds a ways away, but it's
really not. We'll know a lot more after we go through this budgeting thing in the next couple months too.
Yeah.
So, going back to that Dorsey Bridge, the engineer, I talked to him again, so he threw a few numbers together. And the 28, it's currently 28.6 feet wide, and he's thinking it'd be $249,000 to do that. And if we went with 30.6, he's saying $252,000. We went with 34.6, it'd be $290,000.
So what was it between 28 and 30.6?
He just sent these to me before I left. Sorry. No, so 28.6 was $249,000, and 30.6 was $252,000. So that would almost be a no-brainer right there. So then you're really looking at 30.6 for $252,000 or 34.6 for 290.
And which one is that, Julian?
See the little Dorsey one on
Dorsey Bridge. So you guys want to think about that a little bit before I get back to him, and we'll maybe discuss that on the
next
agenda?
Yeah, let's look at that.
Okay, yeah. He sent it right when I was walking out the door, so I really haven't read through it all. Okay. Engineering, very reasonable. Looking at about 12 grand.
Oh, yeah.
When we use MRJ Engineering, they put it out, and the contractors use their steel through their business, so that's why the engineering
is cheaper.
Mostly when you do engineering without these guys, it's...
I remember a couple of them in the 25 range.
Well, it can really get away from you, so...
Okay, thanks, Jolene.
Yep, thank you very much.
Okay, Sheriff Kleinberg is here with a jail report. Sheriff?
How you doing? Good afternoon.
Excellent.
Hi, Sheriff.
Good afternoon. Report.
Hi, Sheriff.
Did you want to read?
No, you're good. Go ahead, yeah.
For May 15th, this is for the month of April. County inmates 72, federal inmates 26, juvenile 0, in-house 98. Calendar average 79 county, 22 federal, 0.03 juveniles, and 101 in-house. 2023 fiscal average 92 county, federal 19, 0.43 juveniles, and total in-house 110. Federal income 22-23. The marshals in April was 61,300, ICE was 2,509. Omaha, South Dakota, Marshals was 702. April federal, 64,512. Fiscal for Marshals so far is 465,818. ICE, 6,429. And Omaha, South Dakota, Marshals, 3,184. So fiscal average is 475,433. Calendar year for 2023 federal so far is 216,915. April contracts was 0. Fiscal contracts is 1,870. Commissary for the month of February for phones and commissary is 8,328. Cost of inmate per day is down to 79.87. We spent $238,735 for the month of April. The jail's at 82% of our budget, which is 18% under for the fiscal year. It was at 69 total estimated yearly budget in April, 69%. Jail spent $12,814 less than allotted for March and was 5% under budget for the month. April booking, Sheriff's Office 32, PD, South Sioux PD was 32, NSP 7, self-pays is 8, feds 15, other 0, total 94. And of those, 40 of them were Dakota County people. Other Nebraska cities and counties are 14. 25 of those were Sioux City folks. Iowa, 11, and other Iowa areas. Other states, 1, and homeless, 3.
How is your staffing level currently?
Jail, I think we're down 2 now. We just had another guy go over to Woodbury. And the deputies, I think we might be losing one, so we'll be down 2 there, too.
Down 2. Met a couple of your new guys out there at the accident we had out of my place. Seemed like pretty good young guys.
The new guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got quite a few of them. All of a sudden.
Yeah.
In the jail and the deputy.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Well, good. So you're looking. Still looking to get back to.
We just got this guy from Burke County that wants a full-time job. He's certified. He's from Burke County. And we're thinking about part-time with him. He's done some ride-around, so I can't put him in my budget this year. We don't have room for him because I've still got 2 guys out on sick leave. So I'm going to have money to pay him. I told him that. But I don't know what he's going to do. I think he's trying to go to South Sioux.
But if
you guys down? You guys down a couple?
They're always up a couple. They got so many.
Yeah, don't listen to him.
There's so many of them.
Well, I do know that the chief tried to steal my guy.
We're down one. Right
as soon as he got certified.
Mm-hmm.
Did he?
I don't know if he did.
I'm just trying to get you to admit it on my
How about you guys having any use of the plate readers out there? Anything that it's...
Block cameras?
Yeah.
Sure. I thank God I don't have a computer in my truck.
Yeah.
Those things...
They're talking all the time?
Oh, cost every day. Do you ever go... You're in school. You probably still hear it.
It goes to my phone.
Those things are just beyond... And you don't even know where they... Do you guys know where the cameras are? They're everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of people with warrants in this county, aren't they?
Oh, it's crazy. Every day, a stolen car or something.
Yeah. It's amazing technology.
And they actually, from what I understand, they shut off most of those notifications.
You can. You choose which one
you want. Didn't Jeanette shut your guy? You just kept it for stolen cars and
you can put it for whatever you want. You
just, yeah, but you don't. Originally, those were all on, and the phone didn't quit ringing. And then they had to shut some of those off. So I think it's just Amber Alerts.
If you're a registered owner and you had a warrant out.
Well, but you can get
serious. Or if your plates were expired. Yeah. Or
I mean, I have
them all.
Yeah, I was curious, and I'm taking some of them off.
Yeah.
Sheriff, you like them? We're not any part of it at all, right? It's just South Sioux.
My personal beliefs, I'm small government. I'm small government. Stay the heck out of my life. Professionally, you can't replace that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it saves guys running around looking for this stuff and they never find them. Now, for an Amber Alert, absolutely. But do I want cameras on every intersection everywhere I go? So personally, professionally, I love them.
Do you think eventually the county will be approached to see if we want to pay for the cameras that are in the county? I know we're part of this initial deal, but...
I would imagine as they grow... that they're going to be starting to tag, putting some price, just like everything else. Now, this all started with a guy that was getting his car vandalized, and he started this whole thing.
Yeah.
And it just blew out of control on him. He just made it so it took care of his cul-de-sac to see him get vandalizing his car, and it just took off.
Yeah.
Good company. They're real decent guys, and they're law enforcement, and they know what they're doing, and they're... And they, what I was worried about the ACLU getting involved, but actually when they designed this, they had people from the ACLU helping them to make it as invasive as possible. So anyway, yeah, there's technology is, we're all, I don't care what you say, everybody knows everything you do, trust me.
Well, it seems to be from... talking to the guys that
when
the
you
company,
originally brought this up to me, how was I on it? No, we don't want cameras, remember?
Right.
Then Tim said, hey, I want to do this. Okay, but I even talked to Lou about it. He was like, I'm not for it, but you know what, they went through the proper channels and they're doing it correctly.
Mm-hmm.
From what I understand,
do you want to just go into your
sure.
ARPA discussion here, Sheriff, on the metal detectors a little bit?
So the two Garrett metal detectors, we do have one in front of district court. It's old.
Mm-hmm.
These two are portable like the one in district court, and we'll be able to move them in front of the courthouse doors. So they'll be detecting metal. But my problem is, again, manning them. Now, we got people in the courts, but to have other guys up there, and like I told Bob, having civilians do that, I don't know what teeth they have. So what worries me, and you talked to Kim about this, is liability. If we got a civilian tackling someone because the metal detector go off and the guy says, I don't even want to imagine what that's going to turn into. So I'm for it. I know one particular judge is really for it. And I'm not opposed to it. It's just the manpower.
Right.
It's the manpower. That's really all it boils down to.
Yeah. And that's got to be part of our discussion, too, because the conversation that I have had with the judge is I don't know, I'm not saying other counties are better, but they have security.
Much more.
Two
yeah.
guys, this and that. And so, and we used to years ago. You know, we used to have somebody parked down at the bottom of the stairs. Hopefully nobody used the elevator to go upstairs, but...
Yeah, well, they did, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I really think, unfortunately, that we need to do it, and that'll be part of Marty and all of our discussion with the budget going forward, is the staffing that the sheriff doesn't have, because one of the judges wants a deputy by him and a deputy by the door, which I would too. If I was a judge, I'd ask it. I'd ask for it. Now, can we get there? You know, I don't know that we have any choice, honestly, because the sheriff, I'm sure you'll agree, it's not if something would happen.
Oh, yeah.
It's when.
What we've seen, and probably Kim, and I'm sure Mr. Van Berkham here can attest, we've got people that are coming here now that aren't old school us guys, that we know their parents or something. We've got people here by a vast majority that aren't from here. We don't know who they are. We don't know what's going on with those people. And in the last 10 years, that's just gotten just magnified multiple times. Other agencies grow with it. We haven't. So would I like to have more security in the court? Absolutely. Those people in there need that security. One guy in the courtroom, you know, if we have something big going on in the district, I can call in people for overtime and we can go up and handle some of those bigger things. But it's every day in the county.
Right.
Every day the prosecutor's in there with people that they're prosecuting. Every day. We got one guy in.
I wonder how many hours a week that they're actually in court. That'd be interesting to know. I know it varies dramatically, but...
Yes, and I think that's all determined on what's happening in that court. Mm-hmm. You know, some stuff handles before it even gets there, so some days they weren't getting out until after 5. That's a very random thing. And
mm-hmm. What would to staff it properly, how many people do you think it would take to... do that?
A guy and a half.
A guy and a half more than you have right now.
So, because right, regular size guy than me. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I said a guy and a half.
Not a guy and a quarter. guy and a quarter is not going to get you anywhere, Sharon.
No offense, partner.
But anyway, so the detectors was part of the conversation that I had with the sheriff and the judge initially. Like, he pretty much said, look, you guys got to do something.
Well, that's my job.
Well, and it's all of our
yes.
job. It's all of our job. But we have to figure out from the budget side how we're going to do it. We'll just have to figure it out.
It's either we deal with it here, you guys, with our jail and with our courts, or all of you deal with it out there. I would rather deal with problems here than... Mm-hmm. out in the community with the people that aren't doing anything wrong. So anyway,
I reached out to the sheriff and talked about the detectors. You know, that's step one.
Did the judge, well, no reason to buy the detectors if we're not going to staff them. So,
but we will.
It's kind of, so what? When is the sheriff, or when is the judge thinking that that needs to be done by?
He was...
Yesterday.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, it's been a couple months. Okay. But money coming out of my budget to buy these,
yeah.
I'm a little under budget. But after talking to Bob said, hey, let's see. So I called Garrett, some of the best, New Wave. They're good machines, and they can be moved. So
it'd be good to have them, any kind of a threat or anything. Like, say, they could even move down to the main floor if it came to something like that.
And that's what it was last time. Yeah. It didn't do anything there.
No,
it
I'm just nothing. Saying in a certain circumstance.
Yeah. I mean, if someone wants to get in there and harm somebody without law enforcement standing there, it's going to happen. And not to mention what happens in the courtroom.
Right.
Heck, Todd's busted fingers and everything chasing people out of there. And he's my age.
A youngster.
Yeah, if he was a young guy, what would have happened?
Anyway, so the sheriff, these are from one of your contacts, Sheriff, this Garrett, whoever this
is. They're just a big manufacturer of mm-hmm. that type of equipment. Garrett's been
around. So it's $10,400.
And then we just get rid of the
metal detectors, Sheriff, for the counties. Yeah, I'll make a motion to approve them.
I second it. Okay, Scott and Marty, to approve these.
And I would say quicker, sooner than later, we got to figure out
right.
the...
We'll get the checkout. By third, no.
You want to show?
Anyway, ASAP. ASAP. Okay, Scott.
Part-time and job for
you. You're back at home.
Scott and Marty on the motion to approve. Sheree.
Next time you won't catch me, I promise.
Bob?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't have anything to keep up with you now.
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
So we'll, if you have any thoughts on budget or you know, take a look at, and maybe you just don't have any staff to do anything with, or an idea about a part-time, you know, a guy
and
a half. Come
to us and let us know what it's going to cost. How's that sound?
A guy and a half.
What you think?
Well, it depends on if we got to get someone certified or not. If we can hire someone that's already certified, that's a big, you know, like this Mr. Gilpin we got him certified. He just had to test out. Boom, just fell into it. Was perfect. Mm-hmm. I courted him for 6 months.
That's your Burke County guy?
No, that's a different guy that just came forward and said, hey, I want to get out of Burke County and I want to be in the sheriff's office, but South Sioux is important. He's applied for South Sioux. He's a certified guy ready to go, too. We can't compete with their wages.
I understand. Yeah.
So that's...
You say.
Right.
The city can't compete with the next guy.
Yeah.
There's always the next guy.
But who wants to wear blue when you can wear brown?
That's a very good point, mm-hmm. Sheriff.
Did we call? Sheriff, thanks.
Okay, thanks.
We'll let you know when the check is.
I'll get some numbers together.
Negative anything. Okay.
All right, please do so.
Thank you.
Thank you guys.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate everything. Thanks. Thank
you. Okay. Next is approved revised quote for Curry Floors. Don is still here.
Go ahead. It shows 10-4, but on the back side. There's some extra items.
The 11269.94.
Oh, freight.
Well,
and a super scanner.
That's probably the handheld that they would.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
And you want that?
Yeah, for sure.
So basically, instead of the 10, instead of the 10.4, it's going to be 11269.94.
Correct.
You got to have that handheld one.
Do we need to make another? Or did we approve your 10.4? Do we need to make another motion, Kim, on the correct amount?
Beat on here today.
Did you already?
Yeah, we did on the 10.4, right? But, Scott, you might make another one, Scott?
Amend it.
Did you say the amount?
I think I did.
Yeah,
I did redo it. Okay, so I don't need to withdraw anything, right? Just, okay, my new motion on, because I didn't see the back side of the 10.4 for the Garnet, is that what it is?
Yep.
The walkthrough, the total actually is $11,269.94. That's my motion.
Okay. And Marty, second?
I'll still second it.
Okay. Call the roll, please, Sheree.
Scott?
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Hi, Don.
Okay, now Don. Bosquet, or revised quote for Curry Floors for 18 more than the first quote.
That's just additional charges because of the delay.
Okay.
The price
is what? It's a $418 difference?
Yep.
Okay, I'll make a motion to for the advised quote for Curry Floors of $418 more than the first quote for the charges office.
Second.
Okay, Scott and Troy. Call the roll, please, to approve.
Brian?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Next item is O-Ban construction quote, milling frontage road.
What's that dollar amount?
$5,800. Okay. $5,800. So mill it, then we got the monies that we figured out, I see, on the list.
To block the top of it.
Yeah, to redo it, yeah. So he's just basically milling it.
Yeah.
I wonder if we, do we get the millings, I wonder? Dumb question, but not really a dumb question.
It says that he's, on here it says hauling off material.
Hauling off.
Yeah.
To a county road near you?
No, it's just too bad they couldn't mill it and just dump it right over here where they park at, you know, because we've had to put it down over there several times. That'd be something to find out.
They can touch base with them if they want to.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, that would be a good idea. If
he's going to have it over in that parking lot.
Yeah, just in the parking lot. That's exactly what I would do with it.
D Do you want to find that out, or do you want to make that a contingent upon us getting that? Or I mean, this says he get or they get it.
Yeah. No. I would say we get to keep those millings because, like I said, they're about $18 a ton right now, and I don't know how many tonnage will come out of there, but we might as well.
Should we approve this contingent?
Yep.
On the
with the millions being dumped on the west side of the.
I don't know.
Parking lot.
I can't imagine him caring on
that. I don't think so. I couldn't imagine that, but yeah.
We might as well have him.
Yeah, we just will have him. Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
That's my motion.
That's Scott's motion,
yep.
and I'll second.
Okay. Millions, man.
Call roll, please.
Best things are sliced
Marty?
Bread.
Yep.
Troy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Scott?
They're good, I'm telling you. Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
Okay, last. Lee on ARPA is a floor scrubber that we have.
Is that out of the budget or is that a ARPA thing?
That's ARPA.
And I'm going to be honest with you, I know nothing about what Kevin had down here, what it is, what it pertains to, what I think it. It does straight lines, right? Is that correct?
This does.
Yeah.
Instead of the circle.
Should we wait until we have somebody that's see what they think, the next person, or not?
See if they want to use a mop.
Yeah. Or maybe they would want a different style piece of equipment.
Yeah.
I'm sure
yeah,
they make
can,
a lot of
yeah,
different
we
models.
Can. There's no hurry.
Yeah.
I don't think for that.
Is it the building around budget in about line where it should be with a month to go in the. Deal is in pretty good shape.
Yeah, I think he's in good shape.
Okay.
What?
I say let's see if we can get somebody hired and see what they want to use.
Okay.
They might have experience with stuff.
Then let's move on. We'll wait.
Okay.
We'll wait on that. Okay. Then item five is commissioner committee report. Scott, anything for the cause?
I don't think I have anything.
No. Okay.
Shortest answer ever.
I think I do, but I really can't remember.
Yeah.
That's just what I said. I think there's something there.
That's usually what it is. Okay, then, Brian.
I do not have anything.
All right, Marty?
I just had the meeting with the Veterans Oversight, and we've already gone through that. So, that's the meeting I had.
Troy?
Really nothing other than Brent and I did drive some of the roads. I looked at South Bluff Road, maybe cleaning out some ditches and getting started on some of that stuff. So, that's all I got.
Did you notice any washboarding?
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a constant, isn't it?
Well, it's a constant, but usually gets addressed from time to time.
I don't have anything under committee reports. Three, mail and or emergency business.
I think I gave you all just a copy of the thank you from Northeast for the donation.
Did we give them something?
$50,000.
Okay.
$1.
Anything else, Sheree? No.
Can I make a motion on something? To adjourn?
You can.
No.
Not necessary.
I wanted to be the first one to do that ever. I mean, me first. That's my first time.
I'll second that.
All right.
And if,
motion
it did not feel right
Scott,
whatsoever. It felt
second
really.
Second by Brian to adjourn.
Really.
That's how it's supposed to be.
We are. Well, unless you guys want to vote, we are adjourned.
Sure, it is.
Thank you, everyone.
How long till we get your numbers?